Days turned into weeks, and finally the star led them to Jerusalem. The Magi had heard about this place, the center of Judaism. It was no surprise then when the star lingered there. After all, where else but in the holy city would a Jewish king be born? Yet as they entered the gate, they found what they found raised even more questions.
Alms! Alms for the poor!
This is the holy city, they thought. But where's the wealth, the magnificence they expected? And where was the excitement that should accompany the birth of a great kingdom?
Alms! Alms! Just a nugget of gold for the poor.
The Magi found no coronation, no celebration going on in the temple courtyard. In fact, they found no one in the temple except a common beggar.
Excuse us, but we are strangers here, and we are wondering where the coronation is taking place.
The coronation?
Yes, for the child.
Child? What child?
Let me handle this. Now, dear man, we will give you a nugget of gold as you ask, if you tell us where to find the king.
Oh, yes, the king. Wait here. I'll find someone who can take you to the king.
See? I know how to deal with these people.
The Magi were directed first to the religious leaders in the temple. Again, they asked about the king.
Yes, may I help you?
We are Magi from the east. We have seen a star that has led us here to your...
Yes, we have come a long distance to see the king.
I am not sure if...
And, of course, we have brought gifts.
Well, perhaps. Come with me. I will see if an audience with the king can be arranged.
But the king they found was not the promised one at all. He was a ruler appointed by Rome, a man named Herod, who seemed unusually curious for their search in the king of the Jews. After consulting with religious leaders of Jerusalem, Herod told the Magi what the prophets had predicted. Bethlehem, they were told. The king was to be expected to be born in Bethlehem, only a few miles away. They were almost there. The long, hard journey was about to come to an end. Finally, they would present their gifts, and they would bow down and worship the Holy King.